The leaders of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the City of Houston held a joint press conference this week to address their concerns about the continuing national debate about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as the DACA program. Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce CEO Laura G. Murillo and City of Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner spoke to the media about the potential $2 billion economic impact if the region loses the 80,000 DACA recipients that work here and attend school here.
In the Houston-Harris County region, we know that we have over 80,000 DACA recipients, some in this room. These individuals are tax-paying individuals. We also know that the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is here to say to you that whether or not you support immigration, we're asking you to consider the economic impact of these DACA recipients. So think about your wallets if you won't think about the economic impact that these individuals have, and that is, for Houston-Harris County, it would be $2 billion in economic activity that these DACA recipients bring to this area. Again, $2 billion with a B. Texas would lose up to $6 billion should these DACA recipients not be allowed to stay here. And think about our country. If these DACA recipients are not allowed to stay here, we will lose over $460 billion.
Here in Texas, there's about 140,000 DACA Dreamers who are currently enjoying protections allowing them to stay in the country attending school or working. That number is from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which ranks Texas as the second highest state on the list of DACA recipients, which totals about 800,000 in the entire country. DACA recipients are people who entered the country as minors, but who applied to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation that was made possible thanks to an Obama administration era policy. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner encouraged Congress to come to a solution that benefits the Houston economy and that keeps the DACA recipients here without fear of deportation.
And they are people who have matriculated through our colleges and universities, our high schools, have done exceptionally well, and we need the talent. And so for us to compete, we need the talent. So this is not, it's not a Democratic issue, it's not a Republican issue, but it is a people's issue, and it is a city issue, and it's important for everyone that represents the city of Houston, state of Texas, to stand with us. Now, I know I have said this many, many times, but I'll say it again, because it is the story of Houston. We are a city of dreamers, the most diverse city in the country. We are a welcoming city, one where we do not care what country you come from, what language you speak, or who your parents are. If you are willing to work hard, you can succeed. There are over 80,000 young immigrants in the city of Houston who have made significant contributions to our city and our country. They are part of the fabric of our future. And today I joined the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and proudly joined the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and other leaders gathered here today to ask Congress to act and follow through on the promise to help Dreamers. In less than 2 months, if Congress does not act, Dreamers will face deportation. By not acting, we will be impacting families, small business owners, and the city as a whole. Congress has established February 8th as the new deadline to fund the government. And if there is not a bipartisan consensus on how to proceed on the new legislation, we may very well see another shutdown. I hope that will not be the case.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican who represents Texas, has emerged as one of the key players in the discussion in Washington about what to do with DACA. Cornyn has been criticized for his stances on immigration in the past by both hardline Democrats and hardline Republicans. For instance, Ted Cruz, the other Republican senator from Texas, has said that passing a path to citizenship for those here illegally would be a serious mistake. Mario Carrillo, from immigration reform advocacy group America's Voice, said, quote, "There is no way that Senator Cornyn can be trusted," unquote. Here is Texas U.S. Senator John Cornyn addressing the Senate floor on January 22nd.
I understand the plight that they find themselves in. I've had a chance, like all of the members of the Senate and the House, to meet many of these young people, and many of them are extraordinarily impressive. They've excelled in school, They have a lot of promise, but unfortunately they carry this burden of a status that does not permit them to stay in the country absent legislative action. So it's a precarious position, I'm sure, to live every day not quite sure of what the future will mean. But any solution we come up with over the next several weeks must also protect the 320 million Americans that already live in the country, in addition to these DACA recipients. And what I mean by that is I think there needs to be some natural symmetry here, to the extent that we provide compassionate relief to these young people. I think we need to correspondingly assure the American people that we're actually serious about border security and enforcing our laws.
Earlier this week on KPFT's Open Journal program, heard every Monday at 6 p.m., hosts Dwayne Bradley and Sherry McGinty interviewed Houston immigration attorney Charles Foster. Foster serves as the first chairman of the State Bar of Texas Immigration and Nationality Law Section. He has been a leader in the American Immigration Attorneys Association, and he teaches at the University of Texas Law School. Foster said that an agreement on the DACA program could pave the way for more immigration reform in the future.
So if all the so-called dreamers went back, there is no legal mechanism for it to come back in. So we're either the humane thing to do, the economic thing to do. These people are now fully employed. Many of them are in the U.S. military. Many of them are working for Fortune 500. They're all, most of them are college graduates. So why not deal with them? And yes, I'm willing, I think it's a fair trade to give more in exchange for that, to give the president something he can call a win. That's more border enforcement funding. If the Republicans can pass this, right now they're struggling, and they pass it and their world doesn't blow up, their base doesn't blow up, the base says, ho-hum, then we might be able to move on and deal with a bigger issue. What do we do with the estimated remaining 11 million undocumented people who've been here for decades? And so I'm thinking if we can get something done, it might actually give the Republicans the kind of courage that they need to pass something bigger.
To hear the entire interview with Foster, visit archive.kpft.org and find the Open Journal program from January 29th. The DACA program ends on March 5th and needs to be renewed or altered by legislatures to continue. And another appropriations bill is due February 8th to keep the government funded, avoiding another shutdown. Brandon Moeller for the People's News on KPFT. Houston.